This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. In thinking about Black History Month this year, Ron Ponder, a former NAACP president in Stark County, approached the Canton Repository with an idea on how to raise awareness and dialogue about the importance of the month, a series of personal essays from community leaders about how the celebration is relevant to them. All next week, we'll be featuring some of those personal essays on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Ponder spoke with me about the essays.
Well, it started out in 1926 as a weekly recognition in February. Then it evolved to a month of an entire month of February recognizing Black history. It also included originally some of the accomplishments of African Americans, some of the typical accomplishments like George Washington Carver and his study of peanuts, and inventors like the traffic light and other things, talked about the first open heart surgery and whatnot done by an African American. But it's evolved over the years to recognize current and future individuals and accomplishments, which I think leads to a more acceptance of both Blacks and whites that need to be aware of some of the accomplishments of African Americans. So nowadays, instead of just talking about George Washington Carver, we're talking about President Barack Obama. We're talking about some of the professional athletes who've also extended their reach into non-athletic world. We're talking about a lot of other accomplishments that African Americans have made over the years.
This started with arranging for a series of essays written by Stark County leaders. What drove your thinking in who you decided to reach out to?
Well, I played the odds. I knew who might be available. I also thought about who would be suitable. As an example, the new rabbi in town at Temple Israel, David Komarevsky, great guy. He has just been the rabbi for the last, 6 months or so. And he actually got an undergraduate degree in Black studies. So I ask each individual to relate to some aspect of Black history personally. I wanted to know how Black history impacted what they do now and what they've done in the past and what they're going to do in the future. And it was just enlightening for me to read about the experiences that prompted the rabbi to be impacted by Black history. And if your listeners really want to know about the rabbi, you know, they should continue to listen to WKSU and listen to some of the folks in the series, not just the rabbi, but the director of SARTA, our transportation company. And, you know, he had some unique experiences regarding Black history that shaped his attitude. And everybody has some recognition, some reasoning that they themselves support Black history, and they relayed that to the listeners and readers with their essays.
Black, white, men, women, there are no lines here as to who could or who would not be part of this. Is this a conscious choice?
It is on my part, because Black history, the Black experience, is so diverse that whoever I chose would be equally acceptable regarding their past and their background. I just wanted to give an example of some of the experiences and some of the knowledge that these participants can share with your listeners.
So, Ron, what's your measure for success on this series of essays? How will you really know if you've hit the mark in spreading the message that you hope for?
It's difficult to say, Andrew. I always hope for the best. I'm an optimist. So I always consider that what we're doing, especially in light of something culturally significant like Black history and the recognition of Black history, that if one person can understand what we're doing, if we could change one person's mind, we can begin to change society's mind.
Ron, I want to thank you for sharing these essays with Northeast Ohio and also for sharing them with our listeners at WKSU. Thank you so much.
Well, Andrew, I got to say this, that I thank WKSU for being proactive and choosing to do this, and I appreciate it.
That's Ron Ponder talking about the series of essays he collected from Stark County leaders this year about Black History Month. Tune in all next week during Morning Edition and All Things Considered to hear perspectives on Black history. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.